The 1982 motion picture Blade Runner opened to mixed reviews, but eventually came to be considered a science fiction masterpiece. It is now included in the Library of Congress's National Film Registry. A sequel, Blade Runner 2049, opened in movie theaters yesterday. WBGO's John Kalish reports on how the screenwriter, Hampton Fancher, helped craft both films.
The original Blade Runner is set in 2019 in Los Angeles. It's almost always raining in this dystopian version of LA. Harrison Ford plays a burnt-out cop named Deckard who gets tapped to hunt down four replicants, human-like robots working as slaves in an off-world colony. He ends up falling in love with a female replicant named Rachel.
I'm Rachel.
Deckard.
It seems you feel our work is not a benefit to the public.
Replicants are like any other machine. They're either a benefit or a hazard. They're a benefit, it's not my problem.
Blade Runner is based on Philip K. Dick's 1968 novel Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? Its tortured journey to the silver screen wouldn't have happened without Hampton Fancher, who wrote the first drafts of the screenplay. Fancher met Dick in the mid-1970s.
I think he was clinically paranoid. Other books he tried to pimp me on. He wanted me to read them and do those.
Fancher had given up hope of turning Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep into a movie, but his friend Brian Kelly, an actor who had starred in the hit TV series Flipper in the 1960s, pleaded with him to come up with a film project. Kelly was injured while riding one of Fancher's motorcycles in 1970, and Fancher felt a responsibility to help his partially paralyzed friend, so he gave him Philip K. Dick's phone number.
I didn't think anything would come of it. It was just make work. You know, it was a way he could follow a little dream for a second. And then he came back a week later and said, I got it. I said, what?
Kelly got the film rights to Dick's novel for $2,000, and Fancher reluctantly agreed to write the screenplay if Kelly would pay his rent. A year later, the first draft of the Blade Runner screenplay was done. During production, Fancher clashed with director Ridley Scott and tried to have his name taken off the credits. He saw the finished Blade Runner at a screening for movie industry insiders at the Academy for Motion Picture Arts and Sciences.
I was prepared for disaster, and the second it started, as soon as you saw that L.A. nightscape, everybody lost their cookies. It was like, ah! There was a palpable joy in that theater. They loved it.
Fancher does not regard Blade Runner as the pinnacle of his career. Only two other screenplays he wrote were made into movies. One of them is Minus Man, a film about a serial killer he also directed. Fancher's life has been a series of adventures. He left school at the age of 11, went to Spain as a teenager and became a flamenco dancer, acted in movies and dozens of TV shows. And he had relationships with Hollywood actresses Terry Garr, Barbara Hershey, and Sue Lyon. Michael Almereyda directed Escapes, a documentary about Fancher.
Hampton is one of the natural daredevils I know. And the way he's chosen his path, fallen off the path and fallen back on various paths, is in defiance of a conventional life. And ultimately, I think it's served him well.
Fancher taught screenwriting at universities here in New York, but when rumors started circulating that a Blade Runner sequel was in the works, no one called him.
Friends found out, they read about it or something, and Hampton, this is your idea, you know, you're the one, and I said, stop, I'm not going to do anything about that. My pride. So I put it out of my mind, actually.
Fancher wrote a book of short stories for Penguin and thought he was finished when the publisher called him and said there was room for one more. So he turned a scene that didn't make it into the original Blade Runner into a short story. This was sometime around 2012.
It's a Friday afternoon. I just finished writing it. And the phone rings.
Ridley Scott was calling.
And he says, hey, Hampton. And I said, oh, Ridley, you finally hit the bottom of the barrel, didn't you? You must be desperate. And we laughed. And he said, so, you got any ideas? And I read the first paragraph, and he says, can you come to London? Bingo.
Fancher came up with a more detailed narrative line on his flight to London. He ended up writing the sequel's treatment and the first draft of the screenplay. Michael Almereyda says Fancher's DNA has somehow become very much a part of Blade Runner 2049.
It's a great trajectory that his name is still on it and that he's recognized as the co-creator of the story. So it's not incidental. Whatever he did, it's not incidental.
Fancher, now 79, says he has several finished screenplays up his sleeve.
Because there's some knocks on the door, maybe I'll open the door and one of those things will come to fruition.
For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.